Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wait to hear these texts.
Oh, they're going to rip on me. You know they're going to trash me.
What?
You know how this works.
No, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, stop that.
Well, look, we were short on time because we were up against the end of the show. And this guy made this call yesterday and said, the Lions have no shot. And I'm like, why don't they have a shot? And he said, because teams go to the NFC title game and lose. They're like one-hit wonders. They disappear. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he says, well, go look at the records. You know? And so you go look and you realize that it's been 16 consecutive years since an NFC title game loser went on to win a Super Bowl, and that streak just ended with Philly winning the Super Bowl last year. They become the last team to lose an NFC title game and then turn around and win the Super Bowl, and they lost that NFC title game in 2008.
16 years. Mm-hmm. 16 teams.
Yep.
In the NFC.
Yep.
All 16 teams have been to the NFC championship game.
Yes.
That's 3 16s. This is the year to break it.
Is it?
This is finally the year the Lions will break that and get to the Super Bowl.
But I can't for the life of me figure out why that's even relevant information. Like what, as if that's, well, yeah, they're done. Like I would never make that argument. They're clearly done. Why? Well, because they lost an NFC title game.
Which brings about the obvious question.
Which is?
Are you obsessed or are you bothered?
I'm obsessed with why he brought it up. But, and whether or not, if somebody can explain it to me like I'm 5 years old, why it would matter. Here's the feedback from Rams in Canton. Doug is obsessed. Paul in New Haven. Doug is really bothered by that call from yesterday. Jane Avan. Doug is bothered 100%. Doug needs to call that number. He's addicted, but I'll go with obsessed. That's from Ronald. Doug is obviously bothered. That's from Al McComb. Definitely obsessed. I have a therapist I can recommend. That's from Brian. Kind of sounds like Doug is bothered. Being bothered is what leads to obsession. That's from Brennan. Bothered to the max. That's from Dusty the Landscaper. He's bothered with his obsession. That's from Ed in Clarkston. And Brendan and Warren says he's obsessed. So it's actually about 50-50. But anyway, I just had to get that off my chest.
Do you want me to call the panic advisor?
No, I don't. I do... I think the caller's name was Keith. And every once in a while, we get a call like this where I spend like half the drive home going, what did I mean by that? A little self-reflection. I'm like Dan Campbell. I think about everything.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, so I'm going to try, I want to try and get inside that guy's head and give you maybe the rationale that you're looking for here.
Okay.
Maybe what he was referring to was a team that has not gone on to win the Super Bowl after losing the NFC Championship game, maybe he means that current team in the way it's structured, right? So the Eagles went 17 years. Well, nobody that was on that team was there last year, right? So maybe he's trying to get to the point of the Lions team that is currently assembled, you know, with all the turnover that happens from year after year, this current team, he believes, is not going to win the Super Bowl. Maybe that's the rationale he was using.
So it's not true in the AFC. And so I guess my question is, why would it only apply to NFC teams?
Maybe it's just bad luck. I don't know.
Well, and that,
I couldn't get inside that guy's head. I'm just trying to help you with your obsession.
I appreciate it, Derek. Dave and Troy are on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing? I work in statistics, and what the phenomena you're experiencing is called lack of causation. Without getting too technical, obviously there is a core statistical correlation between NFC conference title failures and Super Bowl, but you can't demonstrate causation. So in the end, it's irrelevant. It's like saying the NFC has never won a Super Bowl on a full moon night. What is the heck does that have to do with anything?
Gotcha.
Well, it's a strong statistical correlation, but you can't demonstrate causation.
Like we said,
you're fine.
We like to use the term, and you're a statistics guy, Dave, so maybe you can adopt this and maybe get published for it, but we really deserve the credit. The term statistical anomalation is what we like to
call it. It's an anomalation.
It's an anomalation.
Yeah, the screener told me that's a unique term that you use here.
It's us as a show.
Obviously, Doug anomaly.
Yeah.
Dave, thank you. Apparently, Philly won the Super Bowl in 2018.
Well, they won it last year.
Yeah, but I guess they won it in 2018, too. So Philly's been...
So has that reset the whole thing, then?
I don't know, dude. Let me also ask maybe the far more important question.
God, is this obsessed.
No. Let me ask. This is a far more important question for you and Kang.
Yeah.
Is this even remotely interesting?
No.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Really?
Okay.
You're the one who's obsessed with that. I mean.
Hence, we move on. We don't have to carry it any further. So they do play on Sunday against the Giants, and this is you heard their must win from Amon-Ra, a can't squander it opportunity. You know what's funny? Because yesterday I made the point that I don't think they're at a crisis for losing to Philly. Do you know what the Lions' record is against division-leading teams this year?
I don't know. This might also be something that isn't relevant.
It's 2-1.
Is it?
That was their first loss to a division leader. They beat Chicago. They beat Tampa. Philly's their first loss against a division leader. And there are other teams that are likely to be playoff teams that they lost to Minnesota, who probably isn't going to make the playoffs. They lost to Kansas City, which is a moot point until the Super Bowl. So, you know, they're not in a terrible, terrible spot. I feel like this week they've been treated like they're in a terrible spot. But, you know, I was looking at the schedule compared to the other teams in the NFC North. I like the next three games a lot. But I also think that the players they should be getting back aren't players that help a little. They're players that help a lot. And that really most of their one of the unpredictable variables is how healthy will the rest of the roster be as these guys start to be put back in.
Well, that is what I think the number one predictor for success. Mm-hmm. How healthy are you?
Yep.
Because I think it's safe to say when this team is healthy, this team is arguably the best team in football. Their offense is humming along. Their defense is scary good. Yeah, I think it's arguably the best team in football when they're fully healthy. The problem is nobody's ever really fully healthy.
Is the offense,
they didn't even start the season that way.
Is the offense humming along or the offense has the capability of humming along?
They certainly have the capability. Yeah. I'll take a, you know, you're going to tell me that Penei Sewell is healthy, that Tate Ratledge is healthy, that Taylor Decker is healthy, and those are three monster ifs because they're not. They may play, but it doesn't mean they're healthy.
If they can survive these next three games health-wise and then get them more time off, because they go back-to-back Thursdays, which is weird. We play Thursday and Thanksgiving, and then I actually wish that Dallas game was a Sunday game so they could get more time to prepare for it. A Dallas game could be pretty big.
Dallas is a tough schedule coming up, but it's a prove-it schedule, too. It's like Detroit, Kansas City, and Philadelphia they have coming up.
Yeah, that is tough.
After they've shown to have more than a pulse the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a key stretch in the schedule for this team. And, you know, as far as players coming back, I mean, what's the latest on Kirby Joseph?
I think still out at this point for Sunday, but they hope that he's coming closer and closer. I don't know if he'll be back for Thanksgiving or not. Be nice if he were. But at the same time, I'm also like, just be healthy when you're healthy.
If you're healthy at the end of December, it's what really matters. Now, I guess you can't just roll out your helmets and say we're going to the playoffs. But, I mean, Kirby Joseph, Terron Arnold, DJ Reed.
That's huge.
That's a lot.
To a defense that's already playing pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it just what that does, if they get those three guys back in the next few weeks, if all three of those guys come back and they don't suffer more debilitating injuries, that – the depth just got really good. And you could rotate guys in and out, keep them fresher, which makes them even better. And it's not just that. It's, can we see Josh Pascal? Is that possible? Can we see him? Is Davenport going to come and play in the next couple weeks?
Those guys are, I put them in the could category. They could be difference makers. DJ Reed, Terron Arnold, and DJ Reed and Kirby Joseph, I think, are definitely difference makers. And I think Terron Arnold could be a difference maker. But, and then there's the wild card of Laporta and the wild card of Mahogany. What can they mean to this offense if they come back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Gleyber Torres accepts a qualifying offer and will be back next year, $22 million, with the Detroit Tigers. So, overall, how do you feel about that news, Scott Anderson?
I'm torn. I'm a little disappointed because I think there was an opportunity there. If he had declined that offer, that it opens up another potential roster spot for one of the young guys to get a fair shot at it. Also, frees up $22 million. To spend on free agency, which I think is not a small amount, and could help if you were to, like, say, take that $22 million, add it to the $20 million that you're going to be paying Scoobal anyway. Does that give you a head start on a long-term contract that you might accept? But the other side is Gleyber Torres is really good. The end of the season, he was playing hurt with a sports hernia or something like that, and it limited how effective he was. But the first half of the season, he was very good for this team, as were a bunch of guys. But he's a veteran that has a track record of being good for longer periods of time. So I like him as a player, and he is a better player. What it does for this team now is interesting to me, because if you were to give, let's just say for the sake of argument, Max Anderson and Kevin McGonigal earn roster spots out of spring training. All right, so that's two guys. Those are two guys that could play shortstop, could play third base, they could play second base, DH whenever you need them to, whatever. But those are infielders. what does that mean for everything else? You start to shuffle the guys around, and because Javi Baez was such a revelation as a center fielder last year, mm-hmm. and was their best center fielder last year, despite the Parker Meadows is on the team. I mean, does Javi have the inside track to be the opening day center fielder for the Detroit Tigers, and then Parker Meadows comes off the bench and as a situational player until he proves otherwise? And then you could go ahead and go with, say, McGonigal at short?
I think Parker Meadows might be trade fodder.
He might be. He might be.
And, you know, when I look at this, the problem with Javi in center field is that means Javi's not at shortstop or Javi's not at third. And I think you can make a case that he is the best defensive shortstop and the best defensive third baseman in the organization. Mm-hmm. And the knock on McGonigal is he's not there defensively yet, but he can hit. And, you know, you wonder if he's a future second baseman. And if that's the case, well, what does that mean for Colt Keith? And also Gleyber Torres is there. And look, we're talking short term, right? And
yeah.
Do they have three people that need to be playing second base next year? Well, and Colt Keith and Gleyber Torres and Kevin McGonigal?
I think that's why they were trying to find, you know, a spot for Colt Keith, because they like Colt Keith. But at the same time, you just now Torres isn't here long term. It's 1 year.
Right, sure. I'm just talking short term.
Yeah, the short term, it's they've got a logjam, a potential logjam. Now, maybe these guys don't light it up in spring training. They don't deserve to be on the opening day roster, and we'll see what happens there. But if they go out and let's say sign Alex Bregman, mm-hmm. just for sake of argument here, right? Because they're rumored to be.
There's another infielder.
They're interested. That's another guy who plays third base and still plays it pretty well. So again, you're looking to shuffle around. This roster is going to be so fascinating to me when we get to spring training, because there's going to be some offseason moves. I agree with you. I think they're going to trade somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Parker Meadows. Maybe it's Colt Keith. Maybe it's Spencer Torkelson. I don't know, but I think somebody big is going to get traded, and it creates some space, and hopefully obviously bring somebody else over that's an upgrade over another position that they have. But the Torres situation, that's why I'm kind of torn on it, because I do like him as a player, but for the organization, I don't know if it's the best thing for them.
So another one you talk about is spare parts that might get traded, and this one's weird because it felt like they played a card of belief. Is Colt Keith a trade candidate?
He could be, and he's got value because he is signed long-term to a very reasonable contract, and he's a guy who has produced. He produced a little bit more last year than did his rookie season. I think he's a good player. I think it's a matter of time before he really gets that groove with his swing, and he's going to be a 20-home-run guy. He's too big and strong not to be, and he does a lot of little things that you like. But defensively, is he a liability?
It feels like when you make an investment in a player and there's some return and the contract is team friendly, you did that to keep him.
Yeah.
So it's just a weird deal. But and now the other part of this that should not be dismissed, and I think is really relevant, is with AJ Hinch, I feel like there's no set lineup anyway. Right, we're talking about a guy who doesn't play back-to-back lineups, same lineup almost ever.
Right.
And so there's nothing wrong with having redundancy at positions, because he'll use them all in one way or another.
Right, and it's also redundancy at positions, but these guys have that redundancy, also the ability to play multiple positions, mm-hmm. which is why Javi is so valuable now, which is crazy to think. Here we are talking in the offseason prior to 2026 and talking about Javi Baez being a versatile and valuable player to this team. But he is, because he showed his ability as a center fielder to be, I'm not going to say elite, but damn, he was good in center field. And we know he can play shortstop and we can play third base. He can play anywhere.
So did you see what Tony Paul in the Detroit News wrote about Skubal, the very latest in Skubal reporting?
I did not.
Okay, so this was yesterday afternoon. He did a story about Skubal. Skubal's a Tiger for now, at least. He's not likely to be a Tiger come 2027. Heck, he might not even be one on opening day 2026. But maybe, just maybe, it doesn't have to be that way, writes Tony Paul. By most accounts, there are two options for the Tigers when it comes to their back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. Trade him this winter and get whatever you can for him. Or keep him and go all in for the World Series, for the one World Series before a very real scuba window shuts. He writes, maybe there's another option, one that's not being talked about, but one that could make sense for both parties. The Tigers should offer scuba a multi-year but shorter-term contract with an overinflated annual average salary. They can afford that, and it still makes Scooble the highest-paid pitcher in the game, which, let's be honest, is the paramount priority for his super agent, Scott Boras. Such a scenario would provide both sides with future flexibility, he writes. Boras, the awesome limerick he had last week, is Dr. Seuss thing that everybody loved. In that, he said, our viewpoint is we will always listen. We're prepared to listen to about anything that Chris, or really Scott, have to say. Chris Ilitch, Scott Harris. And Tony Paul concludes, well, this proposal would qualify under the, quote, anything umbrella. So let's see. You know, and then he points out he kind of did it with Alex Bregman.
Oh, and it didn't kind of do it. He did it with Alex
Bregman. Yeah, so what was weird about it was because the 1 year out, I think Bregman and Boras knew that this was really a 1 year contract because they knew he was going to opt out. You know, I will tell you, Tony Paul is onto something that you and I have both talked about on the air a lot.
We've brought this up before, yeah.
And it's just interesting to see another reporter getting onto it. You always wonder, is he getting maybe a little bit of scoop that maybe this is going to be their approach? Where they offer him a three-year, $165 million contract.
I will tell you, there is no scoop coming from the Tigers to anybody. If there's any scoop, it would have to be coming from Boras to anybody else because the Tigers don't say squat about what they're going to do. Do I think it would behoove the Tigers to make an offer like this? I think it's something that they could offer. Obviously, they want to get long-term done, but how long-term is long-term? Is it 8 years? Is it 10 years? How much pain are they willing to go with it? You're going to pay them $40 million, $50 million a year? Because thinking it's going to have to start with $40 million to get anything, any kind of conversation going. So then if you're going to shorten that and go for the bigger payout, then are you talking about, hey, we'll give you a three-year contract for $150 million, and that gives us a three-year window at $50 million a year, but does it start this upcoming season, or does it start after? So you get the 3 years of the free agent, the first free agent years.
So, right. So
it's really a four-year deal.
When is he trying to get – when would be – great for him to hit free agency again. Like, you can become the highest paid pitcher in the league now. You get a whole ton of money up front before this season. He turns 29 tomorrow. So if you sign him, if it's a 2 year, or you rip up the current contract, give him 3 years now. So he's 30, 31, 32. He's at free agency again when he's 32. Can he still get a massive money cannon contract again then? And he doesn't have to worry about a potential work stoppage or cost certainty that comes out of the far side of the collective bargaining agreement, which all the insiders think are going to be a problem. Could they pull this off?
I mean, there are two hiccups. The hiccups are an injury, and the hiccup is the new collective bargaining agreement.
The hiccup,
if anything is put into place that it could be restrictive, that's going to be tough for him. But here's also the other thing. I can't imagine that whatever deal they come up with is going to be harmful to the players. Because I don't think they're going to put in some sort of salary cap where it's going to really be hurtful. You're still going to have the haves and the have-nots. You're going to have a half dozen teams that are willing to spend over $250 million on a payroll for a team. So he'll still fit into that. I would try to tap into, the window. He likes it here. Give him more money up front. I think that probably is something that gets it done, because I think Boras is hell-bent on getting him to free agency. But if you give him outs, now are you talking about a three-year deal with no outs or a three-year deal with outs? Because he'll take the outs.
Of course he'll take the outs.
And I don't want to give him.
I would give him an out if it meant they had Scooble for 26 and 27. Give him the out after 27, because that at least secures another year.
Right.
So I wouldn't love it.
You'd be in the same situation.
But if that's what they insist, but if I kick the can down the road and get another year out of Scooble, I would do it.
Then I would imagine he would say no trade clause, and then you're not going to do it.
Why would I not do it if he said no trade clause?
Would you want to take him on a two-year contract with no trade clause, and then after 2 years you're going to lose him for nothing?
Well, why would I? I mean, I probably would do it, yeah. I probably would do it because I get another year out of him, and there's no reason I can't renegotiate again.
This is probably why I just trade him, because I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to go to free agency. I think you start shortening that deal and try to go the Bregman contract.
Yeah,
it's tough to do. It's tough to see that happening without the actual Bregman deal coming in with an out after the first year.
Well, Tony, Paul, bravo, and let's get together and let's take it to Scott Harris and tell him to get this done. Because we want to.
Because we're trying to win.
Yeah.
We're trying to win a World Series. Just being honest with you. We're trying to win a World Series.
97-1.
Hey, you know, replacing a roof isn't something that most of us look forward to. I mean, why would you, right? It's a big investment. And that's why choosing the right company matters. And for over 30 years...
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so Pistons with a win last night. Another win. They just so impressive. It's so early, and there's a lot of basketball to be played. And you know the funny thing is, Scott, is we always talk about there's a lot of season left, and one of the reasons I do it is because there's a bunch of opportunity for you guys to get hurt. And so the team you are right now, like, it'd be great to be this team playing at this level as the best team in the East going into the postseason, but that doesn't mean they're going to look like this 5 months from now. And so, but I'm not sure it applies to this group because they are so hurt and they're still freaking winning. Ticket text, Jalen Duren is turning into a young Chris Webber. So I've had that thought as well, because the one thing that Webber, I thought, what made his skill set unique is the ability to basically a quick trigger. If he caught the ball near the hoop, he could jump so fast and finish. Like, there's no windup. It's just springs, God-given springs. And Jalen Duren, I think, is the same thing. If he gets the ball near the basket, you're cooked. The only problem is that most of his shots count as two. Like, that's the only drawback. If he gets the ball near the basket, it's 2 points because he is so springy and can finish at the rim.
Yeah, so feed the beast.
Yep.
If it's automatic like that, good. Take advantage of it.
OKC is leading in the West, so would your same logic apply to the team leading in the East? What logic is that? I'm sorry, I'm lost here. But there's a lot of season to be played. Yeah, there is. I mean, there is a lot of season.
Yeah, it's 15 games.
Pay that man, JD. That's from an unnamed texter. Crazy thing about the Pistons is Duren might be the Robin on this team, but I still think Asar is our second best player. He does everything for us. Next one, I like what I'm seeing, but let's pump the brakes on this team. And Duren, a little bit cute story, but not sustainable. Okay, that's that. The last part, cute story, but not sustainable. That begs the question, why? I want to know why you think it's not sustainable. I'm okay with hearing that theory, but there's no theory there. You drew a conclusion, but you gave no reason to support it. What makes what's happening with the Pistons now not sustainable? If you believe that, that's fine, but please tell us, what is it? What argument can be made? What's the argument that's not sustainable? That this is just too much too fast. They can't possibly be this good.
I mean, I don't think they're shooting at an extraordinary high percentage. So I'm not sure what it is. I guess if you're going to say they can't possibly keep winning with all the injuries, I think you're probably right. But they're now getting guys back. Cade came back last night. Duren is now back for a couple of games. Asar Thompson is back. They look to get Tobias back, hopefully sooner than later. And Jaden Ivey is... You know, he's working the G League starting like today. So,
Kang, do you have a reason why it's not sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think this team's really good and they're going to continue to play well. But if you're concerned about why this isn't sustainable, I think consistent secondary scoring outside of Cade Cunningham would be my concern. Now, right now, you're getting it from Jalen Duren. He's averaging over 20 points a game. He's shooting, what, 67% from the floor? This is all stuff in the paint, right? Dunks, lobs, putbacks. Even though he's opened up his offensive skill set a little bit more this year, mm-hmm. it's not like you can just dump the ball into him and, you know, he's going to be like Hakeem Olajuwon or, you know, a power, you know, some scoring power forward that he's just not that right now. He's only 22 years old, so I get that. So where does that come from if that gets shut down? I mean, Jenkins has been unbelievable, but he can't continue being that guy. Tobias has been hurt. Assar hasn't developed his offensive game yet. Who's the secondary scorer if you don't get it from Cade?
Duncan Robinson isn't off to a great start, but he's a guy that can be.
They've clearly been able to win. I mean, obviously, they have 13 wins already, but is it sustainable moving forward, I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that would be concern. I think it's fair to question, can they keep winning with this many guys hurt? Because we don't have a long track record of watching Danis Jenkins be the quickest player on the court and be unstoppable at getting to the rim. We don't have a long history of watching Paul Reed, you know, show up and give you 20 points. So I could see that part maybe not being sustainable. But those are guys, when you're fully healthy, that are like 9 and 10 in your rotation. Brandon in Shelby Township, you're on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
So it's kind of funny. So my girlfriend bought me tickets to the Pistons game for my birthday a couple weeks prior.
Sweet.
And so leading up to the game, you didn't know who was going to play. Everybody was like, are they going to play? Are they not going to play? So we found out when we went to the game, Cade wasn't going to play. And Dern came back from injury. It was the Indiana game. And Dern was like, so when you watch it on TV, you're like, oh, Dern's a big guy. But when you see him in person, he's a beast.
He's massive.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, he gives you, like, Andre Drummond, like, vibes. But, I mean, like, so he came back.
He gives you Andre Drummond vibes in terms of size.
Size? That's what I was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
In terms of size.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they came out with fire. Like, the whole crowd was into it. Everybody was into it. And, I mean, Durin took over. I mean, we basically beat Indiana the whole game, but there's a whole different vibe than there was like a couple years ago. A couple years ago, you could get like front row for like $15. Now, you know.
Yeah, no, it's great, Brandon. Ken, you saw Dern in the airport right after he got drafted.
He was like 17 years old. I'm like, that guy's already got an NBA body. And by the way, he's gotten bigger since then.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I like that these guys, they all have defined roles on this team. Dern loves his role. Isaiah Stewart is fine with his role. There aren't guys with the high ego. They all are there to win games, and the 13-2 start shows it.
Dominic next on 97.1. What's up, Dominic?
What's going on, guys? I keep seeing clamoring about if we see this consistent play from Danis Jenkins, they wouldn't be upset with moving Ivy for an asset. And what I keep seeing is Ivy and Tobias Harris for Lauri Markkanen. I think
if that would get it done. I can't imagine that would get it done.
Well, maybe they throw in another something else, but regardless,
17 second round picks.
This team has a really problematic spacing problem that, despite we're winning, the reality is to be a competitive team in this league, at least in the playoffs, you have to shoot the three ball at a decent clip, and we have not been doing that.
I like it, Dominic. You got to understand, the trade idea that came up on Bleacher Report a couple of weeks ago was Tobias, Ivy, Ron Holland, and two first-round picks.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, a little steep.
It would have to be.
I think. True.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, I just don't think you can get Lauri Markkanen for Tobias Harris and Jaden Ivy, but I'd probably do the trade as proposed, realistically speaking. Like, I don't know that it, just like everybody else, would I do it for less? Yes. But if I'm doing this show in Utah and I'm launching into a rebuild, I get two young players, Ivy and Holland, and two first round picks. That sounds attractive.
Yes, it does.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers, try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.